Tim and Frank.
Hello.
Tim and Frank, calling from Braddock Heights.
All the way down the hill.
Up there.
So listen, we're 2 days away from July the 4th, Independence Day.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, I had an idea that I wanted to give a speech, mainly to a very small group, really my family members, near the John Hanson statue at the courthouse. It was a particular, or it is a very nice place for me because of the content of my speech, which is about freedom, and it's about the relationship between the states and the federal government.
Beautiful.
And John Hanson, of course, was an integral part of government under the Articles of Confederation. But I thought I would check with the police to see if there'd be any problem, city police, in giving a speech right near the John Hanson statue, which, of course, is right outside the courthouse.
Sure.
So I got in touch with the police. They have a very nice way. You can email the chief directly.
Cool.
And that's pretty neat. And I wound up communicating this idea. And it was a deputy chief that answered and said, from what you've told us, we don't think there's a problem in giving a speech there.
I agree.
That was like a Saturday, about two Saturdays ago. And then a little bit later, on Monday or Tuesday, I got a call from, it could have been the same deputy chief, it could have been a different one. I didn't take note of the name, but he said, let me basically walk it back just a little bit. I understand that that area is controlled by Frederick County. Either Frederick County leases it from the city or the city leases it from Frederick County, whatever, but the Frederick County controls that courthouse complex. You may be hearing from them. And indeed, by email, a day or two after that, I started an email correspondence with two people in the Division of Public Works for Frederick County. And they said, no can do, cannot do a speech outside the courthouse. I was surprised to hear that because I think of it as very much public space. I think of it as public space. I'll tell you in a second. It's open to the public.
Yes.
There's no signs or anything indicating there's any restrictions on speech. They sent me a copy of a Division of Public Works, essentially procedures for access to county buildings. I emphasize buildings. In other words, you know, you can go ahead, you can rent some buildings.
Sure.
In space. You got to provide insurance. You got to do things like that.
Right.
And one of the places that is not available, there's really like two places that are not available. One of them is Winchester Hall, generally speaking. The other is the courthouse. I emphasize courthouse, the building.
Correct.
It's all about buildings. I know I can't speak freely within the courthouse. It would disrupt operations and
certainly,
so on.
Certainly.
But what's the problem in literally a handful of people gathering around a statue dedicated to the memory of one of our founding fathers and talking on Independence Day, literally Independence Day, about freedom and government?
Nothing.
And so I pursued this, you know, from one level of DPW to a little bit higher level of DPW.
Right.
And they were adamant that I could not speak, so I did institute a suit in the Circuit Court for Frederick County.
Wow.
And the only relief I have been asking for is injunctive relief, in other words, an order from the court to permit me to speak.
Sure.
I'm not asking for, you know, something to be declared illegal. I'm not asking for money damages. I just want to know that if I go there and speak, that, you know, a police officer is not going to try to arrest me or tell me to move on. And so I did get a summons and the complaint served on the county. I'm not sure whether it was served directly on Jan Gardner or on the office of the county attorney, but service was made. So the two parties, namely me and the county, are in court. I submitted my complaint. They did submit an answer. They continue to say that I am not allowed to speak. Now, I was asking for relief so that I could make a speech on July 4th.
Certainly.
Here it is, July the 2nd, and there's no court order that is basically directing the county to allow me to do that. And I don't anticipate that there will be one showing up in the next few minutes or hours or days.
Right.
So I frankly do not know what I'm going to do. They tell me I'm allowed to use
the sidewalk.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those people who are familiar with the county courthouse, and probably Tim is,
yes,
you'll know that it's a big plaza.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
And in fact, if as you enter from South Court Street and West Patrick Street,
mm-hmm.
if you look, there's no distinct sidewalk there. You just
it's
go
all, it
right
all flows
up.
Together. It all flows together.
That's right. You go right up the brick pavement.
Yep.
You continue uninterrupted without a curb. You're on the plaza. And if you keep on going, you're right there at the statue.
Yeah.
And in my complaint, and by the way, I've provided copies of all the filings that I've made, all the exhibits to WFMD, to Diana Gibson. So
Perfect.
You guys can put it up there if you
Perfect.
Want. If you want to, for everybody to see, you know, this raises free speech issues.
Sure.
Within the law, there are such concepts as a traditional public forum, a designated public forum, a limited forum.
Hey,
and
Cliff.
And in my plaintiff's memorandum.
Hey, Cliff.
And in my.
Cliff on the line. Cliff is, let me just give you a little shortness here. Cliff wanted to take some of his family members down in front of the courthouse, in front of the John Hanson statue, bust that's down there, and give a little history talk to his family, and he found out he can't do that because it is county property and it's not permitted on county property, the courthouse area there. So that's where we are now. Cliff has filed an injunctive. He filed for injunctive relief, did not get it as of yet, which I don't think the court's working right now. So right now.
Cliff, you still there?
I'm still here.
And right. And for those who just tuned in, I want the point you were making is that you feel the restriction is clear for the courthouse, but you didn't want to be in the courthouse.
Right.
You wanted to be outside.
Yeah.
On the
exactly. Let me, you know, first of all, the area that we're talking about, the courthouse plaza, is a very nice area.
So yes,
you've
sir.
Been there.
Yeah.
You know, it has benches for people to sit.
Yes, sir.
There's some planting, some nice trees.
Bell
There's
tower.
That statue. That yep. is the John Hanson National Memorial. There is a sign along Court Street directing people to it.
Yes.
So what the county has set up basically is a place that in some people might be an attraction, namely the statue, to investigate, to look at it.
Sure.
But apparently you're not actually allowed to talk there. And give a little talk, even to your family members, much less a crowd. And we're not talking about a big crowd or anything. Talking about a very specific time, a very specific place, July 4th, probably on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Not going to interfere in
with
any
anything.
Way
nope,
with anything going on at the courthouse. And still, they will not allow a person to speak. I mean, to me, it's crazy.
Well, Cliff, do you think that if you just showed up on a Sunday afternoon
yep.
and just started talking to a small crowd of people, I mean, I don't think they'd come arrest you.
I don't think so. I think
you know, honestly, I don't know what would happen if, you know, you start talking there and some people come by to see what's going on.
Sure.
And then a police officer like Frederick City Police.
I don't think Frederick City Police wouldn't do it. They would have it'd have to be a county sheriff.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I started out by talking to the city police, but more recently
mm-hmm.
I did copy the sheriff's office
Good.
On these communications as well. And I've just been trying to figure out in my own mind how this could play out. I mean, I go there, I'm speaking in a, you know, no loudspeaker, nothing like that. I've got
right.
a couple of people around me. Does the sheriff's deputy come up and tell me to move along, to tell me to go to the so-called sidewalk? And
that's
remember
all,
what I said,
that,
there's no clear sidewalk.
Do. Yeah, that's all they
Is
would
that,
do.
And then if I didn't move along...
Then you would be disobeying an lawful order of a police officer.
Then I would be disobeying a lawful order and subject to arrest. I
Correct.
Mean, subject to arrest on Independence Day
yeah.
for making a little speech in front of a statue of a patriot.
Well, Cliff, I think you ought to be able to do it, but I don't think the whole point should be patriots and July 4th and all that. The point should be the right to do such a thing, because you can't exclude other groups who have other points of view from doing it, so anybody should be able to do it.
Frank, let me interject something. The marches that we've had in Frederick, from Antifa to BLM, have used the courthouse square at their whim. They have no permission to do so, and there was no enforcement to remove them from the courthouse.
Well, that doesn't have to do with Cliff's situation.
No, it's just are we going to have Cliff, selective enforcement? Is that what we're going to have?
I'm agreeing with Cliff that he should be able to do it, but then anybody should be able to do it.
Well, they already do it. That's what I'm saying. When Antifa and BLM come into Frederick and they do their marches on a regular basis, they oftentimes end up at the courthouse square, where no one says anything to them. So it's selective enforcement.
And I'm trying to do it the right way.
Yeah,
I'm trying to find out if it's okay. And when I find out, not from the city, but rather county government, that it's not okay, then I use the only avenue available to me, which is go to the court, have a neutral party, decide the issue.
Right.
And now, of course, I'm reaching out to the WFMD.
What about going to Mount Olivet, where the actual grave is of John Hanson?
Let me tell you, I'd be happy to speak almost anywhere, but John Hanson, I will make reference to John Hanson. Remember what I said. He was a president of the United States under the Articles of Confederation.
Correct.
Which is different. The relationship between the states and the national government was different under the Articles than it is now. In fact, there were people that thought that the ties between the states were not strong enough, and that's why we have the Constitution.
Which is ironic, Cliff, because that is one of two statues of John Hanson. The other is in the United States Capitol.
Yes. So far.
So anyway, I think the county attorney's office is wrong on the law. And there are reasons for saying that, and they are presented in the court filings. Like I said, it's a very a fascinating thing to be to be in this situation 2 days before Independence Day, not being allowed to speak on a public
plaza. It is, and I gather we're both with you, Cliff, so we want to see how this turns out. Please let us know.
But also, one more thing, Cliff, to put in your back of your mind, if you have to go to court, if you're going to testify in this, the docents of Frederick City oftentimes take their group to the courthouse square because they talk about the Hanson House. Go ahead, sir.
Tim, I'm glad you just told me that, because I've been wondering about the tour groups that go through, and whether they come and whether they stop there.
They do.
Because that would be another aspect of the evidence that I could present.
Yes, sir.
To say that, in fact, it is not closed to public discourse, and yet they won't let me do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So thank you.
All right, my friend. Have a great
fourth. Please let us know how this progresses, because it's very interesting.
I'm interested. I think I'll call the county attorney.